The weeds in your garden may be telling an important story about your soil. We examine the clues on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers over 90 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-593-7936. That's 1-800-593-7936.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 90 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-593-7936. That's 1-800-593-7936.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 7th. It is the 188th day of the year, and Ringo Starr celebrates a birthday. The first thought most of us have when weeds have invaded the lawn or garden is how to get rid of them. But those weeds could be telling you something about the state of your soil. An intrusion of chicory or quackgrass, for example, is a telling sign of compacted soil. In poorly drained soil, you're likely to find goldenrod, foxtails, and Joe pie weed. The presence of bellflower, pennycress, or black henbane may mean alkaline soil, while mayweed, nettles, and south thistle thrive in acidic soil. And consider yourself lucky if you've been invaded by red clover, chickweed, or lamb's quarters. Those are all signs of healthy, fertile soil. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.